Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, final segment with our guests, and I've gotten better at not blowing up on air because the media clips it out. I may blow up once a month, and that's what ends up being national news. And it's not fake, though. I got so mad when I learned they took it down off the DOD site, and I went and checked it's true, that I had a little mini flip out, and then I got OCD. I'm like, find the clip. That's a real thing I do. It's neurotic, and it's strange, but it's what the pressure does. I don't know how other – sir, how do you, Thomas Renz, with all the lawsuits you've got, all the stuff you're fighting, and the whistleblowers, and the documents you brought out, it's all – how do you deal with this, knowing they're murdering people, they're coming after our children, they're destroying our – they're coming after police, firefighters, medical workers. How do you not go crazy?
I pray a lot. Honestly, I'm going to tell you, so if I go through my email and text messages and what have you, all these different things that people, I will guarantee you that somewhere today someone has sent me 25 pictures of their brother, sister, mother, whatever, in the hospital being murdered on a ventilator.
Exactly.
And that's for help. Listen, when this is done, if I don't have PTSD, it doesn't exist. It's horrendous, but you know, here's the thing. I started this, and I'm an unabashed Christian. I don't care what people believe; they can believe how they want. And I don't, you know, what you believe.
This is good versus evil.
Yeah, and I pray a lot. I'm not a perfect man. I got my share of things, you know, but I tried my hardest to fight this for the right reasons.
When I pray, I ask God to control me and not let me get mad. And it usually works, but I just, man, this is, it's little stuff. I mean, it's not little. They're taking down their mass murder, and it just shows how their own military follows those damn orders. Those military people that were told to take that down should have done a press conference right then. Then they would have been thrown in prison like that Lieutenant Colonel from the Marine Corps.
Yeah, well, I mean, listen, I would be more frustrated on that if I hadn't seen it every time I speak. I mean, I've had instances where I've had emails to other attorneys that get blocked. I mean,
me too.
It is the level of censorship that I'm dealing with is just incredible.
By the way, Ryan Stelter's called for getting into our text messages and emails and mainstream news. Google now admits they're blocking emails. So what you just said, they've been doing for 2 years we know of.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I know it. And, you know, think about that as an attorney. And I'm going to tell Google, you know, I already told them I'm suing you. I can't wait to sue you. I'm very excited. That'll be one of the things that I'm most excited in the universe for. But, I mean, if I was to miss an email related to a client and it caused them injury, do you have any idea how much liability there would be there? Go ahead. Give me that evidence. Give me that ammo. I'll add that to the lawsuit against you scumbags. I can't wait to sue everybody. But, you know, listen, I flip out frequently on these people in my own way. I mean, it's outrageous. They're murdering people. I am a dad with two little boys. I love my family. And you're going to tell me that I should just stand aside and what, you know, five and up. They're going to try and approve this for five and up. Well, my kids are in the five and up category. Guess what? Hell will freeze over before that jab is in my kids' arms. Hell will freeze over. I'm telling you, there is nothing on this planet that I would fight harder for than to protect my kids. You screw with my kids, I'm coming after you like you can't believe. This is warm up compared to what happens if you come after my kids.
I totally agree. I'm dead serious. Thomas Renz. Let's put it on screen. We found it on InfoWars.com. Our site's slow. Your site's slow. Breaking AI-powered DOD data analysis program shatters official vaccine narrative, shows ADE accelerating and fully vaccinated each week. A Mike Adams, NaturalNews.com article. And in the article, we have a saved copy of the DOD document they've now taken down off the site. So a good thing about that. Click on the alarming findings link in the start of the second paragraph. And again, your website is Renz, RENZ-law.com. God bless you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for everything, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Okay, I'm going to settle down. We got Dr. Mercola coming on. And I know it's funny when I get mad and stuff, folks, but I'm really trying not to do it because it makes me exhausted later. So I apologize to the crew, flipped out a little bit, and put them on the spot. But we got it up there. Man, I'm telling you, suppressing the truth of their mass murder is aiding and abetting mass murder. And when the Pentagon starts doing that, I got a problem with it. You guys better stop pushing now. Be right back. I got some good news. All the items in front of me are back in stock and are 40 to 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. The bad news is a lot of them are about to sell out. So this sale is only going from 1 week starting on September 29th. And in the case of green fiber capsules, these will be sold out in just a couple days, 50% off. We have Knockout Sleep Aid, 50% off. Sold out for months, very popular, twice as strong as Knockout, probably too strong for some people, totally different formula, Down and Out is back in stock, 50% off. We've extended the sale on Winter Sun and Ultra 12, 50% off, and also on Deep Breath Crystal Iodine Survival Shield X2. It's all 40 to 50% off for 1 week only. Take advantage of it and fund the InfoWar, and I thank you all for your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a win-win. These are things that make you healthy, make your life better, and they fund the InfoWar. Again, only way we lose is if you don't take action right now.
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing to lay down in front of me.
Gentlemen, Dr. Joseph Mercola has been demonized and attacked for his medical doctor background and well-researched documentation because he has been so credible over the last 20-plus years and because tens of millions of people follow what he says and does. And they've gone and harassed him at his office, at his home. They've tried to act like he's some type of criminal. Because he said natural immunity is way better than the so-called vaccines, because he says that the shot has waning effectiveness, because everything he said before they even injected people in the last year has come true. So I'm going to try to give him the floor. And he sent us a whole bunch of articles and documents he's going to be going over, tying it into Bill Gates, tying it into the UN. Dr. Joseph Mercola of Mercola.com, MERCOLA.com, stopcovidcold.com, and he's been demonized for informing people about vitamin D, about zinc, about things like that. So he's with us to cover the waterfront in this amazing time. He got censored and taken off YouTube, blocked a bunch of other places, and he said, look, we're winning. I saw him declare last week that he knows that even though bad things like this are happening, that a lot of good things are happening as well. So, Dr. Mercola, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be with you.
What a time to be alive. Please start wherever you think best.
Okay. Well, I think you reached out after we chose to remove our articles a while back, and I just chose to kind of hold off for a while because we were getting a lot of threats at the time. And so we decided to remove 15,000 articles that have been up for almost a quarter of a century. So we have a different strategy now for relaying our content. We still have an active newsletter, but this is in response to this, all the threats, personal and to our business and everything. But it seems to have worked. And interestingly, I consider their discrediting campaign one of the biggest honors and badges I've ever achieved in my life, because they perceive me such a serious threat that they're throwing all this ammunition and effort to seek to discredit me and get me off of social media. I mean, to the point where they're identifying me as the number one spreader of misinformation out there. And I mean, we've got, I think 2 weeks ago, Senator Elizabeth Warren wrote a letter to the CEO of Amazon saying that my book should be banned and should burn the book and it shouldn't be out there. And then there was a few other congressmen that participated in that process. But, you know, all they do, all these efforts are to discredit us. But no one looks at the source of the information that they're using to discredit us. There is this CCDH, the Center for countering digital hate, which is a perfect oxymoron, because they do the exact opposite. It's a classic Orwellian doublespeak. But they are a front group for dark money. They've only got spun up a year and a half ago, and no one, none of the mainstream media ever took the time, effort, and energy to evaluate the basis for the assertions that were being used to claim that I was the number one spreader of misinformation, along with 11 other people, and that we were responsible for literally two-thirds of the misinformation about COVID on the Internet. But when Facebook did its internal analysis, they said those 12 people are responsible for less than a half of 1%. A half of 1%. So they just trusted this front group that was funded by dark money. Arabella Advisors is the primary one, which Bill Gates last year alone donated $70 billion to. So they are well-funded, and they do his dirty work for him. And there's many other people behind it, too. It's not just the Eric Kessler is another
person. Well, sure. They also have this Shield group that Microsoft owns, this Internet Shield group that comes out and lies and puts out this info. I mean, even Reuters, as a fact checker, you know, came out and said natural immunity is no good, defending the Surgeon General. And now they've said that Biden isn't using a fake set for the Oval Office, even though hundreds of reporters go in and it's a fake set across the street. I mean, this is next level gaslighting, Dr. McCullough. What's going on here?
Well, it's their sincere effort to remove any credible threats to their propaganda campaign. I mean, you're very familiar with it. You've been spreading the word for quite some time now and really telling the truth about the intentions, which is to really brainwash the population. And Alex, there is not a doubt in my mind that this is the most effective brainwashing campaign in the history of civilization. There has been no other campaign ever in history that's been as effective as this.
So this is the biggest hoax in human history by a long shot.
Well, a hoax is one thing, but actually convincing the majority of the population that it's true is quite another. And they've done it through some very sophisticated means. Google is one of the primary nefarious culprits in this because of the way they 93% of the searches done in the world are done on Google. So they control your really gateway to the Internet for information. And the Internet is an amazing, marvelous tool. YouTube is another good one, which is, of course, a child company of Google that they purchased in 2004 or 5, I believe.
You're right. And they're also, isn't big tech heavily invested in big pharma? Total conflict of interest.
Oh, absolutely. They're all aligned. And, you know, interestingly, it all goes back to, you know, who controls this? Who is the global elite? And I don't know if you've gone over this before, but we've researched it and concluded that there's two corporations in the world that almost own all the companies in the world. Have you discussed that before, Alex?
But you do a really great job. I've read your writings that are dead on. Please elaborate, Doctor.
Okay, so the two ones would be BlackRock, because if you look at the corporate shareholders of almost any company, you'll see that BlackRock is one, and that's a public company so that you can see who owns BlackRock. But do you know who owns most of BlackRock? The other big one, which is Vanguard, and that's private, so you can't figure it out. But the people who are holding the largest shares in Vanguard, those are the global elite. That's who's controlling the world. That's who's running the show. That is who's directing this whole nefarious campaign of depopulation and brainwashing. So it's the global elite that are owning Vanguard. I mean, those are the people behind the scenes, and we don't know who they are. We can suspect who some of them are. I mean, Gates is an obvious choice, but there are many others. So, and they like to say hidden in stealth.
And boy, it sure helps you just get rid of all the old people so you don't have to pay out their pension funds and the rest of it, but then make the young people sick so now they're permanent patients for the rest of their lives.
Yeah, there's not much time left in this segment, but I really want to go into just how many people are being affected by this campaign because the numbers are astounding. And I suspect, I don't know if you've gone up on any Steve Kirsch's analysis. But it's just staggering. We're looking at 250,000 people in the United States alone, 250,000 in the U.S. who have been killed by the vaccine.
Yes, sir. I'm going to try to give you the floor when we come back, Dr. McCullough. You can just for the rest of the hour lay this out. But we got about a minute and a half to break. Please continue.
Well, you know, I want to go over what those numbers are and the analysis behind it, because I think it's really important for your viewers to know it if they haven't seen it already, but because it's really astounding. And all this information is being suppressed. Not a word of it is ever linked out. And anything that tends to is beyond heavily censored, or, you know, it's social media is deplatformed. So, you know, but fortunately there are resources like yourself that are, and others, many others who are doing such a good job of getting the information out there and helping the people who aren't brainwashed, you know, to really do a good job. So, you know, it's just, you know, there's not many of us out there. There's less than 80 million in the United States who haven't got the jab. And the key is to never get the jab. Or if you already got it, is to forgive yourself and just never get a booster, because every time you get it, your likelihood of staying alive radically decreases. So,
you know,
it's
Doc, seeing them do this, I mean, we knew they were building up to it, Operation Lockstep. You know, we knew they were planning this, but wow, they really did it. And the good news is, I agree with what you said in an article I saw last week. This has not gone well for them. Yes, it's been successful so far, but now the wheels are coming off. We'll talk about it with Dr. Joseph Mercola of Mercola.com, StopCovidCold.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I look into someone's eyes again.
All right, we've got the tip of the spear when it comes to exposing this medical tyranny, corporate world government takeover. Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com, StopCovidCold.com, and he also has a new best-selling book they're trying to censor exposing all this. So go ahead and take over, sir. Please give us the presentation. Tell us what's behind this, what's going to happen, and how we stop it.
Okay, good. I can go back to my book again, which is really interesting because if you ran the reel of the CNN, stalking me at my home, you know, and tracking me down to the beach and following me and trying to interrogate me on the beach. So her intention at the end of, it's a 7-minute interview, piece that they hit piece they did on me. And at the end of it, he says, "We don't even want to say the name of his book, but his book right now is number one on Amazon." And it continued to be number one. It's my best-selling book ever. I've written 17 books. This was the best-selling book ever. I know you sell it in your store, too, so thank you for that support. But we didn't know when I wrote the book that we were taking all our content down. This was not part of the plan. We had no idea this was going to happen. So it turned out to be pretty fortuitous because now all the information is available in one place. And it really gets the information out to more
people. And for radio listeners that don't know, tell them the name of the book.
The book is The Truth About COVID-19. And I wrote it with Ronnie Cummins, and Bobby Kennedy wrote the foreword to it. So I'm really – and he's got a really good book. It's called The Truth About Tony Fauci that's coming out next month. Phenomenal book. Phenomenal. Really goes deep. And but I think you should interview him. If you want, I can connect
Please.
With him. But it's – yeah, this is so eye-opening. He puts together the links between Rockefeller and Gates and Fauci, and I mean, who's an unbelievable sociopath. But anyway, they tried to discredit me and make sure that people weren't selling my book, and it just did the exact opposite. It went to bestseller status, and it's been crazy. So, and it's also increased the amount of people who are trafficked. So every efforts and attempts that they seek to squash me seems to make us better. Probably what they did for you, too. You know, it's just like you get more attention and the people who you resonate with follow you. But I want to get back to the COVID now because some really interesting development. There's a Tech Valley or Silicon Valley entrepreneur. His name is Steve Kirsch. Very successful and developed a significant amount of wealth. And it's because he's financially secure, he had the opportunity to just isolate himself and just go take a massive deep dive. And this is about the only thing he's studying now is COVID-19 and the massive misinformation around it. So he's compiled, did a deep dive in the VAERS database. And as for those of listeners who don't know, that is really the only legitimate authorized database and collection, official government collection of the deaths and the injuries from any vaccine. But what we've noticed, I mean, there's been studies done at Harvard that show that it's massively underreported, anywhere between 1% and 10%. So that means that whatever is reported in there, you could add 1 0 or 2 zeros with the actual true number. And the reason this is because it's a very complex, I think intentionally designed system to put in a data entry. And Steve relates a really good example of a neurologist who had 2,000 vaccine injuries in her practice, 2,000, all related to COVID. And she only entered two because it was so cumbersome. It takes anywhere from a half hour to an hour to enter one. All healthcare practitioners are legally required to do this, but there's no enforcement action if they don't. And they're not compensated to spend an hour to enter this information. And many times if they get called away or they, you know, the time's out, then all the information they entered, it might have been a half hour, just gets deleted and they have to start all over again. So I think it's intentionally cumbersome and designed to minimize the number of actual reports in it. But be that as it may, as we're sitting now, it gets updated every Friday, and we're just short of 16,000 deaths reported in the United States. That number is 22,000 in the European Union. And 750,000 injuries, most of them serious, many permanent disabilities. 750,000. This is accepted in the BEARS database. That's the bare butt minimum. As I said, it's anywhere from one to two zeros to that. But Steve Kirsch did an analysis, and he challenged anyone. He offered them $1 million to go in and dialogue with him about anyone who did, and no one has taken him up on this offer because I think he's on really solid ground. But he analyzed the data in a number of different ways, and we're actually having this article. I think it's on Saturday on our site at mercola.com. So I don't have the links with me now. But we'll have the interview embedded. It's not my interview with him. It's a podcast he did. It's a 2-hour podcast. It was just brilliant, and it really exposes the underbelly of this reporting system. And essentially what he did, he did a number of different analytical approaches, like 2 or 3 different strategies, and they all came to the same conclusion that the number was being underreported by a number of 41 times. 41 times. So he said conservatively that's 200 to 250,000, but if you multiply that 16,000 times 41, you come up with 650,000 deaths. Deaths in the United States. We are right now getting close to the number of deaths who supposedly died from COVID. And these are just massively suppressed. And just to give you an example of this, to validate this, there was a local ABC News affiliate who put on social media a request for people to submit reports of those who were unvaccinated and died from COVID, right? Well, it totally backfired, 100% backfired them, because they had over 250,000 people comment with deaths and injury reports from the vaccine or the jab. I mean, it's not a vaccine, so I'm sorry for confusing the two. But
no, that's right. In fact, it was over 300,000, and I think they finally took it down. The station said, tell us your stories of loved ones that got sick or died that didn't take the shot. And instead, it was 99% the other way. Just incredible.
Yeah, I'm just shocked that they let it go up so long. I mean, it's just, I cannot believe they let it continue. Yeah, so it was 300,000. I didn't have the most current stats. But
how dare you not know me? By the time I saw it, it was over 300,000. That's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's an absolute. And obviously, not everyone saw that link. So that was just a small fraction of the people truly injured. So you can easily understand that we could be looking at more than half a million people dead from the jab already, and we don't even know it because. They bastardize. They totally distort the definition of who is vaccinated. So the CDC recently changed that whole definition. So you cannot be classified as fully vaccinated until 2 weeks after your last jab, right? The second jab, if it's a 2-dose regimen. So 80% of the injuries and deaths occur in the first 2 weeks. So they're totally manipulating the statistics and hiding them. It's an intentional fraud to mask the true amount of death and disability. So that is important information that everyone needs to understand. In the next segment, I want to go into some of the practical things that I'm sure other people have gone over, but I just want to highlight some useful strategies that people can use to build themselves up and what can you do to safeguard yourself. This is all not doom and gloom, but this is a serious threat, and we need to be in that 80 million people who haven't gotten the jab yet. We need to be in that group because that group is heavily diminished because of unconstitutional executive orders, mandating companies with more than 100 people to get the jab.
Right, Dr. McCullough, we're going to have to stand together because if the corporate dictatorship is able worldwide to force us to take these shots, then we won't be the control group or the other group to show that the vaccine was indeed not a vaccine and a poison bioweapon. We'll be right back with Dr. Joseph McCullough. People ask me, Alex, why did you come out with a new natural organic sleep aid when you already have Knockout that works so well with 8 natural ingredients? Well, because when you've taken a certain organic blend for a decade, like I've taken this product I came up with, it doesn't work as well anymore. That's the way herbs work. You go off on a while, come back on it, it works again. So what did I do? I went to the developers and I said, make a totally different formula with a lot of other known natural healthy compounds that make you sleep deep and restful, because that's what helps your immune system, and I want it to be at least twice as strong as Knockout. Okay, be careful when you take it. It's incredibly strong. It's named Down and Out. I don't have time to get into all the ingredients in it, but it is extremely strong. We are extremely proud of it. It is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off right now. Sold out for more than 4 months. Now back in stock. Get your Down and Out and your Knockout at InfoWarsStore.com today. And I thank you for your support, because it keeps us on the air.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
So we got the guy that the Rockefellers and Bill Gates and the whole eugenics, big poison pharma combine that's been trying to take over American medicine for 130 years, 140 years, is their number one enemy. We've got the guy they hate the most when it comes to this, and you see their whole takeover is this, the world ID, the control system. So I want you to get into where you see this going and practical things and positive things, but why do they really hate you the most? And then expand on that, because I know why. It's because you're credible. You show everything you're talking about. You've got tens of millions of people following you. You've been around 25 years doing this. I've been interviewing you for 25 years. You feel like you're a friend, you know, a good friend. But when we pull back from this, you're also really good at explaining why they're doing it and what their motivations are, and how Bill Gates had the halo removed from him recently, and I guess it's been moved over to the CEO of Pfizer. And just so the 35,000-foot view here, Dr. Mercola, and then get back into whatever you want to cover, but I want your view on this, about their overall agenda and how it's going for them and how you think we stop them.
Well, I don't claim to have insights as to their motivations, any special insights, and it's just mere speculation. But I suspect that they're targeting me, that they're putting so much focus on me and discrediting me and taking me out of the, potentially taking me out, is that I've been, for the reasons you just cited, I've been around for a long time. I was an early adopter. I was on the internet before Google was. And as a result, I've developed a pretty large following, and I'm credible, and I don't really have any black strikes against me, except the ones that they create themselves with their own laws. I mean, it's just this, the excuse they took to get us off of Google. We had no strikes against us, no violations. We never put up any videos about COVID, not one on YouTube. And they just changed the whole rule set. It says, oh, if you ever put up a negative video about a vaccine, we have justification to remove you. Boom, gone. You know, and I've been on YouTube, was on YouTube for since the beginning, like 2005, 2006. I mean, really early on. So, yeah. Anyway, I think because I'm a credible threat and people believe me, that's the reason they're focusing on me. Although that's the only thing I could speculate, but I don't know what, you know, what their beliefs are.
Well, I mean, I don't think that's speculation. I mean, that's exactly what's happened.
Yeah, yeah. They're putting a lot of efforts and resources to accomplish it. But I just wanted to finish up on that the unconstitutional executive order that Biden, I think it was 2 weeks ago, instituted, which may not be enforced because I think ultimately it has to be, it's done through OSHA, and OSHA is typically administered through at the state level. So, you know, I think many states will not enforce it. But if they do, the penalty, I don't know if I'm sure you're aware of it. I mean, you're so up on most of these political things. But the initial thought was that you were going to get a $17,000 fine a day. Then it went to $70,000. Now I believe in the latest
$700,000.
$700,000 a day. I mean, maybe just, I think that's a day. So essentially the employer has no choice. I mean, he does have a choice. He can either implement the mandate or go out of business. Because there's not many companies that can buy $700,000 penalties.
Isn't this really just Toto, the man behind the curtain? You know, the more they threaten us, you better do it, the great and powerful Oz. And I mean, now we won't give you a kidney transplant. It's just amazing.
It is comical when you think about it. That's a really good analogy. You know, the Wizard of Oz, for sure. So, they're trying to pull the levers, but, you know, they're not that smart. And you can just see in their discrediting campaign towards me, it just totally backfired, 100% backfired. Our readership doubled. My book was a massive success because they believe that anything they say that people are going to believe. And there's a huge segment of the population, and most of them are listening to you, 30 to 40%, who understand the truth, who aren't brainwashed, and that they recognize when the mainstream vilify someone, it's a classic Orwellian doublespeak, and it's the exact opposite of what they say. So I am not the spreader of misinformation. According to them, I'm the biggest spreader of vaccine truth. So, you know, I that's why I'm so pleased to have been in their sights, because, you know, that's really one of the highest honors I've ever gotten in my life, to be recognized as someone who has integrity and is willing to take the hurls that they have to throw at me. So I'm fine for that. But anyway, I want to get back on positive focus things that we can do. So what are the few powerful things you need to do? Winter is coming. I have published a paper that they totally ignored. It was in October of 2020 that reviewed the value of vitamin D. There's hundreds of references. It's available at stopcovidcold.com. You can get it downloaded for free. It's a peer reviewed. It's on PubMed. You just type in my name or colon vitamin D and it'll come up. And the bottom line is that's the scientific justification for the use of this, because when you have adequate vitamin D levels, you simply almost impossible to die from COVID. Almost no one dies from COVID who has optimal vitamin D levels. So
I saw another big mainline study that something like 84% of people that died of COVID had vitamin D deficiency. Exactly what you were saying on my show a year ago.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. It's even higher. It's actually like 96% in some studies. So, yeah, you just got to get it. So how do you get it? Ideally, you live in subtropical areas, and you go out and you're swimming, so it's solar noon. Most 97-99% of people are unable to do that. Even if they live there, they can't go out at noon.
And that's what you were doing in Florida when they were stalking you, right? Down on your bike.
You saw me. You saw the video. I am out in my shorts at solar noon walking the beach. That's why I haven't swallowed vitamin D in over 10 years and my vitamin D levels are perfect. Most everyone is unable to do that. So if you're an adult, you want to take at least 8,000 units a day and then get your blood level measured. It's the only way you know if your vitamin D level is
there. Are you in more danger if you're African American or black because they absorb less D?
Yeah, well, no, it's not that they absorb less, it's that they get less from the sun, so they're more at risk. So they typically have lower levels, and that's definitely one of the risk factors for COVID. So they, if anyone, that's really important for them to measure their vitamin D levels. It's absolutely imperative. It's crazy not to. Because not only does it radically reduce your risk for COVID, almost eliminates it, but it also decreases your risk for cancer, heart disease, obesity.
Well, that's right. So if Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all them really cared about, quote, black people, they would be telling them up there, not that the poor white guy working at a gas station is their enemy. They would be saying, you need vitamin D right now.
100%. So you need about 8,000 units. If you're really overweight, it might be 10, might be 15,000. But the only way to know is to test your blood. It's not a terribly expensive test, and you don't even need a doctor's order to get it. You can get it online from many places. We have it on our site, but there's a lot of places that offer it. So get your D tested. That's the first important thing. And we're running out of time, but I can tell you some of the other interventions. Mostly a preventive. So if you come down and you're acutely ill, this is not the greatest strategy, although many protocols suggest administering 10, 20, 30, 50,000 units of vitamin D all at once. But ideally, you want to have high vitamin D levels, because if you have high vitamin D levels, you won't get it in the first place. So the next step is, if you become acutely ill, what can you do? And there's so many strategies that you can use. But one of my favorite is nebulized peroxide. And I've been put through the ringer this week because large portions of the media have been blasting me for this, because there's a National Asthma Association that comes out and says, you cannot nebulize peroxide, it's dangerous and toxic, and you're foolish if you do. So all the media picked up on it, and they had no justification, no evidence, no studies to support their rubbish.
Well, tell us, doctor, does nebulized hydrogen peroxide do?
Well, it kills the infection. If you have
medical doctors on, and that's what they said. They said even mouthwash and neti potting with stuff is good, because then it doesn't get a foothold, right?
Yeah, you just want to make sure you use the right concentration. You don't want to overdo it. The normal peroxide you buy in the grocery store or the pharmacy is like 3%. You want to use a diluted version of that, like 30 times lower. So if you put like a tablespoon in a pint of normal saline or water, that would be the one you can use. And also the saline or the salt concentration of the water is really important. There are studies that show just using nebulizing saline and nothing else will help. So
you know why they hate you? Because you're just giving people common sense and explaining it. And instead of being negative and attacking the globalists, you mainly run around everywhere telling people about vitamin D and C and zinc and exercise and the sun. And they just hate your guts because you're telling that they really want to kill black folks for whatever reason. You're also telling black folks they better get vitamin D3. That's why they don't like you, doctor, because you're trying to save people. We'll be right back with final segment with Dr. Joseph Mercola. As we just fight these maniac, murdering, big pharma crazy people that are signing us all up with their slave ID, world vaccine passport garbage. Stay with us.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, final segment with Dr. Joseph Mercola. A ton of news coming up, and a special guest host in the fourth hour. And then the War Room, 3 p.m. today with Owen Schroyer. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. with American Journal Harrison Smith here on the Demonized, Attacked, Lied About InfoWars Network. Same thing they do to Dr. Mercola. They create a story. They edit it out of context. They have an expert group say something, and then they come after you. It's what they do. And I found even when you bow to them, they come after even more people I've seen. So it's just crazy. A big thing. Tonight we're going to premiere a very important high-budget film with close to 50 experts in it, and it's COVID Land Part 1, The Lockdown. You're like, well, that's old history. No, they're trying to bring it back, and it shows all the lies they told then and how to stop them in the future. But they're going to make four other parts of this basically in the next 8 to 9 months, but this is the first big one, and it's very well produced. We're going to premiere it tonight at freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL you can share, freeworldnews.tv. Bandai Video is the site. It's just that they blocked the name Bandai Video on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, but freeworldnews.tv. And we're going to have a big feed on Infowars.com tonight. We're going to premiere the film, and then after we premiere the film, we're going to have some experts on and things, and the director and some lawyers and people, and then we're going to post the film without the commentary and without the guest on before and after to Bandai Video for you to download and you to share. You want the DVD? It's $19.95. That just pays for the director and the crew. A person made donations to pay, and we gave a lot of support as well. to make the film in the last year, all over the country, all over the world. I mean, it's like looks like HBO. And it's meant to wake up average people and save lives. Okay, and there's going to be four other parts coming out. So, yeah, you get a free copy of Endgame that shows the globalist planning all this. It's an evergreen film, my film, for free when you get it with COVIDland. And I'm going to have to end the free DVD Endgame soon because we're about to run out of them. I've got to reprint them. But we need to get these out. Infowarsstore.com or COVIDland.com if you want to have the hard copy to have it in your archives. But whatever you do, download the copy tonight and share it and re-upload it and take clips out of it. It's all free to air. Just get it and take action. Dr. McCullough, we got about 8 minutes left. Other key points you'd like to impart to the viewers and listeners?
Yeah, sure. One of the points I neglected to mention is the discrediting campaign was seeking to use the fact that I published this book to make a lot of money. And most, as you know, very well know, most books don't make any money. You actually lose money because of all the time and energy put in it. Yeah, but this book has been so successful and we're getting close to 1 million copies and, you know, we have significant revenues. But I pulled the rug from under because I was donating all the profits to National Vaccine Information Center. So that was good. But I want to focus on extend the conversation.
By the way, not trying to kiss your butt. People need to know you're a warrior and there's an example of good men and women fighting back. You were, out of all the millions of people, you were at the heart with your network having the courage to help expose that indeed Roundup and those systems were causing all sorts of cancers and problems. So this isn't your first rodeo taking on Goliath.
No, absolutely not. It's not my first. Right. So I just want to continue with the nebulized prostate because I think it is the single most powerful intervention. And I got a lot of public exposure this week because of it. So I do have videos on it, but they're at BitChute, BitChute.com. You just have to type in my name and peroxide, Mercola and peroxide, and you'll see all the interviews I have done. And there's instructions there. But let me just consolidate it for you and make it real easy. You need a real nebulizer. A real nebulizer is the one you plug in the wall. The one I use is the Peritech or Peritrek, Paritrek. It's on Amazon. It's no affiliate link. You just go to Amazon.
You need
Amazon
to plug them in. They make the fish tank pump noise.
Yeah. And they've got a little nebulized stream that comes up. You could use a battery operated one, but they're not as good. So I recommend that. It's $70. You know, it's pretty inexpensive. And then the peroxide you want to get is food grade, ideally. And you get that on Amazon, too. You just don't want to use it concentrated. So it should be 0.1%. And the way you get that concentration is you get a pint of water. Most people have a pint container. Make sure it's ultra clean water, either distilled or highly purified. You put in a tablespoon of 3% peroxide into a pint of water, and then you put in one tablespoon, or if you want a hypertonic solution, you can put 2 or 3 tablespoons of high quality salt. You mix it up, and then you put just a teaspoon of that solution after it's dissolved into the nebulizer, and you nebulize that every five for 5 or 10 minutes.
And by the way, as you know, Dr. Richard Barley, you probably know him. He's an advisor to Rick Perry, and now the current governor, the main advisor. He's been saying the same stuff that you're saying, and there's studies out there that this is antiviral. So the idea that we shouldn't be cleaning our sinus or cleaning our bronchioles is just asinine. They want us sick. They want us dying.
Yeah, it has even better benefits because it seems to improve your microbiome, your gut flora. And so that's why I do it at least every other day. You could even do it once a day. But if you're sick, you can do it like every hour or two. I mean, really, there's like no downside to it. You just want to make sure the concentration is right. It needs to be diluted, like 1/30th of the 3%. So that's a powerful thing. Do it. Get it. Order it. You don't want to be searching around, not have it in your home.
Absolutely.
And ready to use it when you need it. Or a friend or family. I always travel with this, and I usually wind up treating someone when I'm traveling. So,
sir, I have bought 50 of these for friends and family the last 6 months. And with the Bedestadine and all the rest of it, Dr. Bartlett, it literally saved so many lives. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the first thing. And then if you do get sick, zinc is usually pretty good. 15 milligrams is a normal dose, but you want to go up to 50 for a few days if you're acutely sick. And you want to drive it into the cells. That's how hydroxychloroquine works, we think.
What's your view on ivermectin?
Yeah, well, ivermectin is, I'm sort of opposed to drugs. But as drugs go, it doesn't get much safer. I think it's like 4 billion or 40 billion doses they administered, which virtually no side effects or toxicity unless you overdose on it. But the regular doses is pretty safe. So if you're
did you notice the new Pfizer pill has some of the same molecules and makeup as the so-called horse paste?
Well, horse paste is derogatory term.
I'm being sarcastic. Yeah, sure.
But no, it's a useful strategy. So that's something you can do. And then I think, you know, more important, maybe just as importantly, is to understand that our psychological threshold and perspective is so important, that we really want to resist this. We've got to resist this. We simply can't submit to the pressures, even if it means quitting your job. And for many of you, it's going to be that you're going to have to quit and find a new job, and just recognize that this is like an inverse paranoid, that it looks like the worst thing in your life, but it may be the best thing in your life. You just have to appreciate that, understand it, and believe it. And do just avoid you or anyone in your family, anyone you love or care for, to not ever get the jab or a booster. You just can't get those, because there's like little to no doubt in my mind, and Vladimir Zelenko was strong, I believe, this week. In fact, he calls it the kill shot, you know, that it's a classic genocidal agenda that they have. So you want to stay away from that, and you want to resist peacefully. You know, it's peaceful civil disobedience is what we want to do. We do not want to have violent, aggressive action. You don't want to be shooting people. You just got to peacefully resist and persist in saying no to this intervention. It's going to be hard, because you have to, you know, people need a source of income to pay for their food and rent.
Regardless, we got to build a new America, a new world. That's why we built this country to begin with. When tyranny's oppressing, you have to build new businesses. All these doctors, all these scientists, all these nurses getting fired, I know a lot of them, they're going creating their own clinics, their own systems. And so we're going to have a real revolution of just right action and good living against this.
100%. And if this whole system may self-collapse, because if people continue to say no, the economy, the structure, the social structure of the society cannot continue if all these people say no and they're out of a job. I mean, how can the healthcare system, if all the nurses quit? It's not going to work. Look what the New York governor did. She fired all the unvaccinated, unjabbed healthcare workers in New York, and they have the National Guard coming in. Now, that's not going to work. It will fail miserably, and the society will collapse if all these people are out of job, not doing what
they're doing. That's right. The left are collapsing themselves. Your book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll put it on screen. But I don't care where you get Dr. McCullough's book. You're awake. Your friends and family may not be. Donate to the library. The truth about COVID-19, exposing the Great Reset. It's in all the politics, the background, lockdowns, vaccine passports, and the new normal. Dr. Joseph McCullough and Ronnie Cummings. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com with 100% reviews, 5 stars. And you also get a free copy of Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, with the book exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Dr. McCullough, join us again very soon. It's been hard to get you on. I know you're a very busy man, but Godspeed. And thank you for being a thorn in the side of these evil people and for saving so many folks.
All right, thanks. It's always a pleasure being with you, Alex. Thanks.
There he goes, McCullough.com, MERCOLA.com, or stopcovidcold.com, and save some lives. Okay. Woo! I'm going to be back tonight, 7 o'clock Central, at InfoWars.com and Band.video. You'll see it as the featured video. It'll be in the Alex Jones section as a live feed as well. It'll be posted InfoWars and NewsWars and everywhere else. But that's how it gets out. So it's about the event of you taking action. It's about you caring. You telling your email list, you telling your text messages, you know, you telling your friends, your neighbors, your strangers, you having friends over to watch the film tonight. We'll talk about 30 minutes before with the filmmaker and the producer, and then we will show the film and then have some experts in after. Owen will be here as well. That's coming up tonight, 7 p.m.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.